Because I think people usually, like, when they look at this topic that we're talking about, they say, well, it has nothing to do with me because I'm not Christian. That rules don't apply on me because I'm not a Christian. You know what I mean? I don't believe in that God. So that rules kind of don't apply to me. I make up my own rules, whatever makes me feel good. Because how do we know that's the right way to live? Those are the commands,
right? I'm glad you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah. And I think one of the easiest ways to really explain it is, it says in the Bible too, that we're all made in the image of God. So if we're all made in the image of God, and God is our creator, whether you believe it or you don't, or, you know, even if you don't really comprehend it or whatever it may be, you know, it still doesn't change the fact that you are created by someone and that you have a creator and that is above you. So anything that is commanded by him, you better follow it, because if you don't, we literally find that in our experiences that anything that it goes against God's command destroys a human being. Right. You know, anything, literally, outside of marriage, sex outside of marriage, either brings you to depression or taking on the responsibility and being miserable for the rest of your life, right? Because all you had to do was just wait and find the right girl and just follow that one simple, plain command. Do not have sex outside of marriage, right? Another thing is, for example, do not kill, right? Yeah. And you have this resentment in your heart that, you know, somebody really made you mad and drove you to that point where you have to you killed someone, right? Right. Now, the justice is that you go to jail because you killed someone, and there's everything that you do has consequences. Right. If you just listen to that command and start to learn and understand that you are not, it's not your place to kill someone or, you know, even steal or those type of things, you start to understand that you're free from those things that take you to in a dark place. Right.
Right.
And it's simply just following those commands that is bizarre to hear people saying, how do we know this is the right things to follow when everything is based off of the commands that God gave, prophets. And, you know, the prophets went on and explained that this is how we should live. And,
right.
though, and you know, until this day, everything, any justice system close to it is built off of those
10 simple commandments.
Yeah, 10 simple commandments. Literally, you cannot live your life as a good person. Right?
And simple morals
and say,
too, bro.
Exactly. And say, you know what, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. I do not believe that, you know, there's a God out there, right? For example, an atheist that says that. But then if you ask him a simple question, do you think if I come and kill you right now is wrong or is it wrong or right? I mean, like, those simple questions that make you think is just a simple logic to explain to someone that there is something that is objectively truth, and then there's no subjective thing that goes with it, you know what I mean? That it's either right or wrong. No, it's like wrong. Everybody right. knows this. So that's what I want to underline. It's not only for Christians, and it doesn't. That's it. Like, if you have this label that you're a Christian, this rule does not apply with you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. And even to ask ourselves the logical questions on why we feel the way we do after indulging activities like that is, why do you feel shameful? Why do you feel like you have just deprived yourself from something that just leaves you empty, and you don't even have energy? All you want to do is just sleep, and, you know, these type of stuff. It's very simple. That is a signal.
We can ask them to go try it out for a whole week, right? Every single day, release your seed, go eat a big meal, and see how you feel, right? Eat a big meal, go release your seed and see how you feel, versus the next week you don't do it at all. Maybe you fast in the mornings, see how you feel. That's it. Try to live it out. Because maybe there's some people out there that's like, oh, I love brushing. Like, this does some people out there like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure,
guaranteed.
Bro.
There's some people out there who are like, I can't stop. I want to stop. Okay, well, test it out, right? Like, see how you feel. And, like, if you really want to keep living like that, because eventually people make a choice, right? If they keep on releasing their seed or not. Like, they make that decision, whether they like it or not, right? Or they clearly do like it because they're making the decision, right?
But it's like a hook that the devil has on people when you're trapped. Is you're not truly freedom. God created us free from having to rely on these type of desires.
Because one way or another, when you indulge in activities like that, you're seeking something outside of God and His mission and His purpose, right? The devil is trying to take you away from picking up that cross, which is the responsibility that you were put on this earth for, to serve God and live by following His commandments and building things on this earth for the kingdom and His glory, right? So what would be something that would take you away from such responsibility? Keeping you away from even thinking about something being your responsibility, your duty, and solely yours alone, sometimes even. Like that path, that is a lonely path that you have to deal with sometimes alone. You don't have to all the time, but sometimes you really have to walk on the path of not being sure, being doubtful, scared, even tired. These are the emotions you go through. But when you distract yourself from thinking only about yourself, that is you dropping the cross and saying, I'm too tired of this. Just indulge in something that will make me feel good and take me away from the responsibility. That responsibility never goes away. Keep on calling you. And that's why you can't go down too far to the point where you don't hear any type of responsibility and God knocking on your heart telling you, turn away from this. It's bad, doing you injustice. To the point where people will start justifying their action knowing that it's bad. You know what I mean? And that's why such things like pornography that can lead to people becoming serial killers. I mean, how can you ever, if there's a situation like that that ever happened, and it's not like, well, it was only one person. It's actually pretty common that people have gone into very, very dark, fantasies and all these type of stuff. Dude, like, there's like millions of people who are, because I watched this, you guys know the movie Sound of Freedom?
No, I do not.
But Jim Caviezel plays, can you actually, let me look up. So there's this character. Too, so there's this character who actually played, who Jim Caviezel played as, but he's a real character who saves people from, you know, sex trafficking and stuff. That guy was literally explaining with the stats that there are millions of people who go so far into, the adult content where they start to pain watching rape and all these type of stuff on, like, live on camera. And when you hear that these type of desires of yours that are supposed to make you feel good and that are natural and it's your desire, you know, you have high testosterone, that leads to something like that. Is it you really using your testosterone and your desires properly, or is it just you using that in a way where it's literally demonic? It really is. Because if it's not bad at the moment, it doesn't mean that there's no potential of it becoming so bad to the point where you can't be that person. I mean, what guarantees you that you won't be that person who, you know, goes down in the rabbit hole of the fantasies of such things, right? Because we're all humans. We all have, you know, we can only control our brain so much until it takes over. And you have to be mindful of these things and you have to turn away from it as soon as possible. And if this doesn't scare you and if you don't want to be that person, why not quit today? Why not start, you know, progressing and telling yourself, okay, tomorrow I'm going to actually start quitting. Tomorrow I'm going to start from day one saying, you know, I'm on semen retention. See how you feel. See how more focused, how more alive, present, how more of a human you actually are, and how free you are from the desires. There's nothing more liberating than being free from something that you don't have to say, oh, I want to stop, but I can't. Well, you can though. You know, and God can help you with that.
Yeah.
You know, what's another problem that I see is, I think it's not just people, it's not just a desire that also controls you, but it's also like the environment, right? Like I've seen videos. It's all over social media. It's all over YouTube, and it's anywhere where people start to justify those things and say that watching this stuff every once in a while could be a healthy thing. That your body asks for a pleasure, and it's okay that you right. do this, right? And it's crazy why and when somebody's given this choice of God is commanding you not to do this stuff, and then there's this side of people telling you that it's right. Now, who knows? Do we know better than God? No, right? Because we're not all knowing. We're not all powerful. We are not the creators. We are created. We can't know what's good for us and what's bad for us. That's why there's commands given mm-hmm. to Moses from God, because yeah. they didn't know any better, and they didn't know what was good and what was right in their eyes. Because in my eyes, killing might be good, and in somebody's eyes, it might be bad. Right? I'm just putting this in perspective. Because we don't know that, God gives us commands, right? And at the end of the day, you're given a choice.
I don't think that people didn't know those commands, because
I know. I'm just putting this, I'm putting extreme on the table, because I want to compare that. It's like you're given a choice. I mean? That,
go ahead.
You either follow that God tells you that this is wrong, yeah. or you start to listen to your own self and make yourself as, a good person, and you know everything,
right.
and you know what's right and what's wrong for you, and not listening to God's word, what God is telling you, right? So, what I'm trying to take this is, I think we have to, we have to help each other and, also make a choice and all follow God, because when we don't follow God, we get into these temptations because that person doesn't know any better than you. So you have to listen to God and what the Bible tells you. That's why you don't listen to someone justifying their own actions. Because you can do so much with your intellectual, with your free will.
Intellectually?
Yeah, intellectually, that you can justify anything that you do and make it better and make it less bad. But we all know that, sin causes death. Like it will be eternal death if you don't turn away from it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you keep on living in sin and, justifying anything that you do that goes against God. And let's be honest, I don't know how many percent of people have read Bible, and I don't know how many percent of are Christians and know about Christ, but I'm pretty sure it could be 50% of people that at least heard about those commands that tell yeah. you, what's it called? That it goes against God's commands, right?
Right.
And, when you know this stuff, it's really scary that you either listen to God or you listen to that person that's justifying that. And, yeah. The truth reality is, and the harsh reality that everybody should hear is, unfortunately, if you don't astray from it and you don't hear and you don't listen to God, you are going to, face him, and be given what you asked for, basically, and what you did and what you thought was right. You think this is right, go for it. Keep doing it. If you think this is what's going to save you, and if you think this is the right way to live life and not the way that I've
okay,
given you,
yeah.
right? Then you're not going to have eternal life with me. You know what I mean? So people really need to make that choice.
Yeah.